concept that we grasp in the mind. The reason I'm editing myself as I speak is because I just noticed today in the textbook that I'm using for this course, there's actually an error. And I'm going to have to point it out to the kiddies when I'm teaching it, because he says that the mental image, he refers to the image as the mental image, and he talks about the image being on our mind, but it's not. So this is what's called the process of abstraction. This is what happens in simple apprehension. This is true of a child. This is true of an adult. This is true of a child just learning to speak and just learning to have mommy and daddy identify what things are, huh? So let's talk about what it is that you do when you apprehend something, when you engage in what is called simple apprehension. With the external senses, generally, of course, the eyes are going to be included, but other senses, of course, experience these things too. You're going to see something. You might also hear it. You might also touch it and feel it, note its texture and so forth. Let's make it concrete. Let's say that it's water. Okay. Let's say that it's water that's in a glass, and you're a child and you look at this substance, and you ask mommy, what is it? Or mommy just says, this is water. Have some water. Drink some water. Whatever. So you perceive this substance. You perceive this thing with your eyes, with your senses. Now, if you're drinking it, you're also touching it, right? Because the sense of touch is extended all over the body. You might even hear it by way of the splash. Water, of course, doesn't have a smell, so you're not smelling it, hopefully. if you drink city water, you might be smelling it, but that's chlorine. That's not water that you're smelling. So you have this sense experience. Now, what happens with the sense experience? Does it just start and stop in the senses? No. The senses are knowing faculties, but they're knowing faculties that are supposed to be somehow coordinated in a higher power that man has. And so we go from the external senses, which are the five that we always name as the senses, you know, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. We go from those senses to what's called the internal senses. Now, the internal senses are in the brain. The brain is the organ of the internal senses. And one of the senses, internal senses of man, I won't go into all of them. I mean, I can name them, but it's imagination, memory, the estimative sense, also called the cognitive sense, and then lastly, the common sense, which is not common sense in common parlance. The common sense is that sense localized in the brain, which coordinates all of the internal senses and the external senses with each other, so that the knowledge from one sort of supplements the knowledge of the other. Now, the internal senses are all localized in an organ. They are organic, literally organic, meaning they're localized in an organ. And what is that organ? That organ is the brain. As Brother Francis used to say over and over and over and over and over again, we don't think with our brains, but we can't think without them. And there's a reason for that. Because since it's the locus of the internal senses, the brain is necessary for us to get knowledge. It's the locus of the internal senses, which receives its data from the external senses. So we go from the external senses of sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, to the internal senses, and I'll just focus on the sense of imagination, whereby we get an image of the thing. Now, the image has to do not only with sight. See, the word image in English has the disadvantage of being something which we relate only to the sense of sight. But if you take image and apply it to all the senses, that's the real philosophical concept of image. It's stored in the brain. It's stored in the sense memory, which is one of those other powers of the brain, one of those other internal senses localized in the brain. But in order to get the image in the memory, we first have to have the imagination. And that is the power that we have. That is the the internal sense that we have that allows us to get this image in our mind in the first place. So the feel of water, the look of water, the appearance of water, how what its properties are as we can experience it by our senses, the way that it refracts light, the way that sound bounces off of it, everything that we might take for granted in our experience. You might say literally its wetness, how it is that we experience it when it touches us. All of these things are things that we store up in our imagination about water. Now, let's go from water to something else. Let's go to the call of a bird, okay? Say the hoo of an owl. We're talking about this today for some reason, about owls.